The two questions that were asked about tzitzit is A, is tzitzit obligatory? And B, tzitzit at night, is it obligatory? So question number one, tzitzit is not obligatory. Only a person who wears a four-cornered garment must wear tzitzit on that four-cornered garment. If you don't wear a four-cornered garment, you don't have to buy one. You don't have to just get yourself a garment in order to have tzitzit. But if you get a four-cornered garment and you put in tzitzit and you have kosher tzitzit, every second of the day, you're performing another biblical mitzvah. And that's a good thing to do. And during davening, during Shmoneh Esrei, one is supposed to wear a talis for Shmoneh Esrei. Our custom is that we don't wear a talis before we're married, but after you're married, you do. The rest of the day, so the custom of the Jewish people is generally to wear a talit katan. But it's not obligatory. If a person's hot or a person can't afford it for whatever reason, a person does not want to wear a talit katan, he doesn't want to wear what we call a tzitzis, he doesn't have to. Tzitzis is only if you're wearing a four-cornered garment, then you have to have tzitzit in it, and then you're performing a mitzvah every second of the day that you wear that garment. So it's a pretty precious mitzvah. Here you are, day in, day out, performing thousands of biblical mitzvot without even thinking about it. So, just one second. So that's a very weighty mitzvah that you could gain. And the halacha tells us that a person who is wearing tzitzit at a time of danger, this is a mitzvah that speaks up on behalf of a person to protect him. And if a person forgoes that mitzvah, so obviously he's missing something pretty important in his life. But did he do an aveira if he didn't wear tzitzis? If he's not wearing a four-cornered garment, he does not have to wear tzitzit.
No. Yeah. The idea of consistency thing. He doesn't want to. It's hot, it's not comfortable, whatever. What about the idea of consistency here? If you do wear them on a regular basis, and all of a sudden you say, it's hot today, or...
That's fine. Just have in mind when you start that you're not accepting it as a neder. You're doing this as long as it's comfortable for you. If it's hot and it's going to cause you distraction or discomfort, you don't have to, no?
Okay, because there's an idea
on lola. No, there is not. I don't buy that. No, I always tell guys, whenever you start something, accept it so long as it's comfortable. You decide you'll only eat Chalav Yisrael, good for you. So you'll only eat Chalav Yisrael so long as it's convenient. And when you're up on the trip in the Golan and all you have is not Chalav Yisrael, so enjoy it. And if you decide on many things like that, anything that you take that's not obligatory, you should always say, I'm only doing this so long as it's comfortable. I'm not, whenever I want to stop, I can stop. And then whenever you want to stop, stop. No, I don't think you should say that I shouldn't go down. No, that's not going down. Part of going up is doing it so long as you can do it. Sometimes you'll be able to do more and sometimes less. So the second it's not obligatory, why make your life more difficult? You want to get another mitzvah? So long as you want to do it. When you don't, when it's an inconvenience, don't do it. No. Life is difficult enough without making it more difficult. Now, as far as tzitzit at night, so the Gemara says tzitzit at night you don't have to wear, and there's a machlok at Rambam Rush what that means. One understanding says that there's no mitzvah of wearing tzitzit at night. It doesn't matter what garment you're wearing. There's no mitzvah at night. The other opinion says it depends what type of garment it is. If it's a garment that's worn during the nighttime, if it's a pajamas, so then if you have a four-cornered pajamas, so those don't have to have tzitzit, even if you'd wear them by day. But if it's a garment that you wear by day, like our talit katan, then even if you wear it at night, it has to have tzitzit. So that's a machlok at Rambam Rush, what pshat is in the Gemara. And we go with both opinions, lechumra. So on Yom Kippur, where we don our talis, For all three prayers, for Shacharis, Mincha, Ma'ariv, all four prayers, and Ne'ilah. So the recommendation is always show up to Shul before sunset, because if you'll put on your talis after sunset, it's a machlokas whether you're obligated to wear that talis or not, or you're performing a mitzvah or not. And therefore you would not be able to make the blessing, because it's not clear whether you're performing a mitzvah or not. When a chassan gets married and he puts on his talis, so if the wedding is by day, he'll make a blessing on putting on the talis. If the wedding is by night, he can't make a blessing on putting on the talis because it's not clear that he's performing a mitzvah. That's a machlokas. We specifically make talis and tzitzis on a daytime garment, and then we fulfill both opinions. We wear it by day, and it's a daytime garment. But at night, so we don't take off our tzitzis the second nighttime comes, because there is that opinion that says you're performing a mitzvah at night as well, so long as it's a daytime garment.
And I also heard that nighttime is not exactly when the sun isn't out, but when you can't see, or eat them, when you can't see, which is when you sleep.
So I am not familiar with that. That's okay. Not how I understood the Gemara, but I have to look again.
Because when you sleep, you don't see, obviously.
I have to look
you
again.
You don't need to wear them. I mean, when you
I don't know. I am unfamiliar with it.
All right.